I'm so happy right now because after I was finished my scan, which was not nearly as bad as previous times, partly because there was music played. Who knew they could play music for me? And because I took a lorazepam pill, which chilled me right out. And in fact, I fell asleep. So that was a win and definitely something I'm going to do in the future. The great thing here in Bangkok is after you're done your scan, they give you a coupon for 150 baht where you can spend it at the restaurants. So for the first time in probably 6 or 7 weeks, I went to Starbucks and got a latte, and then I went to Au Bon Pain and got my tradition sesame bagel double cream cheese, which actually isn't really all that good, but it's just really comforting, and just enjoyed that. I'm in the waiting room. In the restaurants, there's nowhere to sit, so they've taken out all the chairs and tables from Starbucks and from Au Bon Pain, so you can just walk in and pick up your order, and then you need to come sit somewhere else. And so I'm in sort of a waiting area right now that is a little busier than other places have been in the hospital, but still all of the chairs are at least a meter apart. And it's not nearly as busy as it would have been in the past. But I've been getting so many amazing text messages, just people checking in to say hi, saying they're thinking about me and that they love me, and makes me feel so loved and so much stronger. And I also got the best gift, which was my book club. They really know, man, they know what they're doing. They made a Google Doc, which is really the key to my heart. And they'd each signed up for a slot of when they would be available to meet me online. So I've got not only support while I'm here in the hospital, but also all afternoon and into the evening and as long as I need, depending on when I get the results. So the next step is that I'll see my oncologist, hopefully, and she will give me the read of my blood work. I have some questions for her just about my iron levels and about a couple of other concerning things that have been more side effects. And then hopefully before the end of the day, she'll be able to, well, then I'll go home and hopefully she'll call me with the results from my PET scan before she goes home today. So I don't know if it's the Ativan or the lorazepam or if it's just that I've disassociated, but, or maybe it was the latte that I'm drinking. I'm not sure, but I'm feeling okay right now. And I feel like I've got the world behind me and I don't feel alone at all.